Peter for a little while and give you a little review.
所以我们离上一次我们讲彼得前书已经有一段时间，所以我们现在先来一点复习。
So let me do this. Don't be afraid of this chart. This is just a big overview.
这只是一个很大的图，不要太紧张。这个上面的事情我们都清楚。
By the time we're finished with the book of 1 Peter, you'll know what this chart is.
当我们把彼得前书整个查完的时候，你知道这一个图是什么意思。
Just basically, there's a problem that Peter is addressing that problem.
所以主要就是说有一个问题，所以彼得要来说怎么样试着解决这个问题。
What we've got is foolish men who are listening actually to Satan, and they're influencing the Christians.
所以有一些愚蠢的人，他们听到撒旦跟他们说话，他们就影响到这些信徒。
You can imagine their message is satisfy your physical appetites now.
但你听到他的信息就是说，你要满足你身体的欲望。
That should sound pretty familiar. That's what we hear every day.
这是我们听得非常熟悉，我们几乎每天都听到这样的新消息。
If Christians listen to those foolish men, they will behave this way.
所以一些愚蠢的基督徒听到这样的信息，他们的表现的行为就像下面形容的。
So here's Peter, who is an apostle, and his source, the solution to this problem is to listen to Peter.
所以彼得是神的使徒，所以信徒应该来听使徒给他们的劝告。
And Peter's message, which really is God's message, is suffer now to receive the crown of glory later. Follow the example of Jesus.
彼得的信息其实是神的信息，就是说要现在受苦，但是你可以得到神给你将来的荣耀，如果你要效法这个基督的样式。
Okay, so if you listen to God and listen to Peter, then your behavior is going to be very different from the others.
所以你听彼得的劝导，借着神的话来劝告你，你的行为就会大大的不一样。
Just to simplify it, basically the problem is foolish men and Satan.
所以把那个图简化一点的话，就是说那边是愚蠢的人听到撒旦跟他们说话。
The solution is listen to God, listen to the apostles. Who are you going to believe?
所以解决的方法就是听使徒的话，听其实是听神的话，然后问题是说你到底要信谁。
So as a Christian, you want to be very careful.What are you listening to? Who are you listening to? There's a lot of voices out there, right?
所以作为一个基督徒，周围这么多的声音，你到底要听谁的话？
Now some people think, okay, once I become a Christian, that means, now my life's just going to be smooth sailing, right?
所以有的人，有的信基督徒说，哇，只要我一信了之后，我就一帆风顺，对不对？
But is that a promise from God? Did God say from The day you become a Christian, now your life is going to be smooth and easy.
这是神给你的应许吗？神说了说你一旦信了，你就一帆风顺吗？
No.
不是的。
Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble.
不是的。耶稣自己跟我们说，在世上你们有苦难。
I mean, want to keep that in our mind. You are not in a neutral zone. You are in this spiritual battlefield.
所以你不是在一个中立的地带，你是在一个属灵的征战的战场上面。
The good news is Jesus also said, "But take heart, I have overcome the world."
但是神来的从神来的好消息是说，你们放心，我已经胜了世界。
So we're not really a lot different from the people that lived in Peter's day.
所以我们今天活在世上。跟彼得当时的世界上的事情并没有什么两样。
We're living in a world that's, I mean, just watch the news, right? It's full of trouble.
所以今天我们的世界，你只要看打开新闻一看，到处都是苦难。
And God hasn't left us as orphans, though. He has given us His Word and His Holy Spirit.
但是神并没有把我们舍弃在世上，像孤儿一样，他给了我们很多他的应许。
And those things.Are going to transform your life, and as your life is transformed, it has power.
所以这一些就能改变你的生命。当你的生命改变的时候，这个改变会给你带来能，会有能力。
Okay, speaking of being transformed, I better pray.
所以讲到改变，让我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的天父，
I pray today we hear your voice.
我们祷告，让我们今天都能听见你的
声音。Help us, Lord, that we would willingly submit ourselves to your will.
帮助我们，我们心甘情愿地顺服你的旨意。
Enable us, Lord, to submit to one another.
帮助我们，让我们能够彼此顺服。
Yeah, for Christ's sake and in His name we pray, Amen.
为基督的缘故，我们奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so let's look at what it means to be a Christian.
让我们看一下作为一个基督徒是什么意思。
So let's just say this, this chair-looking thing, it's a throne, and this circle is, you know, your life, basically.
所以这个椅子就像一个宝座一样，然后这个圈圈就是你的生活，你的生
活。So in this example, actually, this was all of us at one time.
这个我们当初都像这个样子。
Okay, I'm seated on the throne of my life. I'm the authority.
我坐在我生命的宝座上，我是做一切事情的决定。
And really, Jesus is not a part of my life. I don't even know it.
那耶稣跟我的生命一点关系都没有，不是我生命的一部分。
So this one, let me see. Yeah, this is a non-Christian.
这个是一个非基督徒的生命，是这样。
There's a lot of non-Christians in this world.
在世界上有许多的
不认识。So we don't want to think of this as a bad person. This is just the mission field. We don't know if we tell them the gospel, they may believe.
所以这个人也不是什么坏人，但是这是一个我们宣教的工厂，因为他听到福音，他也许会相信。
We also want to keep in our minds this isn't a neutral person. This person isn't neutral towards God.
这个人他对神是中立的。
Man is born a rebel.
但是人生下来就是一个叛逆神的人。
I want to be on the throne. I want to be the authority.
我要坐在我的宝座上，我要做我事情，一切事情我要自己做决定。
So we're going to help these people.
所以我们要帮助这种人。
Okay, now here, okay, we skipped ahead a little bit, but that's fine. This is a person who has now heard the gospel and they brought Christ into their life.
所以这一个人是他也许听过福音，他就把这个耶稣基督带到他的生命里面。
But you notice who's still seated on the throne.
但是你可以看到谁还是谁坐在宝座上。
Who is in authority?
是谁在做一切事情的决定
？Jesus, but I'm still making the, I'm calling the shots.
所以是我在做决定，要做什么做什么。
So this is actually a believer, but it's an immature believer because he knows about Jesus.
所以这个人他是对神的话有认识，但是他是一个不成熟的基督徒，因为他一切都还在自己做决定。
Now, sadly, this probably represents a lot of Christians.
很可惜的是，这一个图代表极大多数的基督徒。
Yeah, are such people truly saved?
这种人是不是真正的得救了呢？
It's really not for us to be the judge, right?
我们不能够做决定，不是我们做决定。
God will be the ultimate judge.
所以是神是最终的审判者。
Okay, and here's our third example.
这是第三个例子。
Now this person not only has knowledge about Jesus, but has surrendered, and Jesus is Lord of the person's life.
所以这个人不但有关这个基督的认识知识，而且他顺服在基督的带领之下，让称耶稣基督是主。
Okay, I willingly submit myself to the lordship of Christ.
我心甘情愿的顺服在主的带领之下。
And by the way, I would say that Jesus doesn't kick you off the throne. He doesn't force you off the throne, but he wants to invite you to let him be on the throne.
所以要让你知道，耶稣并不是到你的生命中就把你从宝座上踢下来，他是希望你把他迎接到你的宝座上。
So this person has a real relationship with Christ and has willingly submitted. So when questions arise.
the Word of God and the Holy Spirit of God is going to be the authority in his life. He's not going to say, no. He's going to say, okay, Lord, your will.
所以这个人在他的生命中他是让圣灵来带领他，他心甘情愿的顺服基督，让基督坐在他的宝座上，他和耶稣有一个关系。
So this part of Peter's letter is going to be all about submission.
所以在彼得的书信这一部分所讲的，完全是强调在顺服这一方面。
That's submitting to authorities that are over you.
要顺服在这一个掌权的。下面
There's going to be a lot of them.
有很这个信息，彼得的书信里面提到很多这部分。
We're in chapter 2, but in chapter 3, we're going to see why it's submit to your husbands. We'll deal with that in a couple weeks.
所以我们现在是在第二章，等到第三章，隔几个礼拜之后，我们可以看到夫妻之间的关系也讲到这个顺服。
So if you think of submission and you're thinking about the Bible, what's the first thing or person you think of in terms of submission.
所以当你听到顺服这个字的时候，你想到的第一个要顺服谁？
Jesus, that's an easy question, right?
要顺服在神的。
I would call this guy a mature believer.
所以我们称这样的人是成熟的基督徒。
In relationship with God.
是跟神有一个关系。
All right, so here's Jesus, in complete submission to the will of his Father.
所以在这里有一个图画是耶稣完全的顺服在神的权柄之下。
Probably the most powerful picture we get of that is Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he's praying.
是这一个最强烈的这一个图画，我们可以看到是耶稣在克西马利园祷告的时候。
What does he say?
他说的什么？
Not my will, but yours be done.
他说不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
Jesus is the model. This is perfect submission.
所以这个耶稣是我们的榜样，是完全的顺服。
Even to death on the cross.
甚至死在十字架上。
So that's amazing.
这是非常的令人惊讶。
Now, Peter comes and in the first verse there, he says, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority.
这边彼得的书信，我们今天读的第十三节说，你们为主的缘故，要顺服人的一切制度。
Okay, whether to the emperor as the supreme authority,
是这个君王是最高的这个权柄
or to governors, these are the people that are under the emperor, the governors that are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right.
或是君王所派罚恶赏善的臣宰。
Do you know who was the emperor in Peter's day?
你知道彼得那个时代谁是罗马的皇帝吗？
Nero.
是尼禄。
Yeah. So this is actually a real gold coin and it was found in Jerusalem.
所以这个是一个真的金币是在这个耶路撒冷找到的。
There's his name right on the gold coin.
看那个金币上面写的尼禄的名字。
So these are true historical events.
是这个历史上真正发生的事情。
Sadly, really, Nero was one of the most wicked of the emperors.
所以很可怜的，很可悲的，尼禄是当时最残酷、最邪恶的一个君王。
He will really persecute the Christians.
他完完全全的在那里逼迫基督徒。
So it's pretty remarkable. Peter says, you know, submit to the emperor.
所以这边彼得居然说，我们要顺服这样的一个君王吗？
It's amazing.
是很令人惊讶。
In verse 17, he even says, honor the emperor.
等到第十七节，他甚至说要尊敬君王。
Wow, we got to think why? How did Peter say that?
他说彼得怎么会说这样的话？对这样一个君王说这样的话。
And just so you don't think, well, that was just Peter, he's the only one that said that.
这也让你知道不是光光只有彼得一个人这样说。
Yeah, Paul says actually the same thing.
保罗也说了类似的话。
Yeah, Paul says, let everyone be subject to the governing authorities.
保罗说在上有权柄的人人当顺服他。
Okay, there is no authority except that which God has established.
因为没有权柄不是出于神的。
In case you didn't get it the first time, he says, the authorities that exist have been established by God.
如果你刚才没有听清楚，保罗继续说，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
So you want to hear that?
所以你要听到的。
Get that.
所以你要能够明白这个话。
God is sovereign; He is in control.
所以神是掌权的，他在掌管一切。
So God's always working His plan. He's got a plan, and He's working it towards its conclusion.
所以神有他的计划，他在照他的计划，朝着他的目标往前进行。
So Paul says, "Whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted."
所以保罗的意思是说，如果谁不听在上掌权的命令的话，就是违背神，因为这个掌权的是神所命定的。
Those who do will bring judgment on themselves.
那些不听在上掌权的会受到审判的后果。
Well, that's pretty clear, isn't it?
这是非常的清楚，对不对？
Pretty straightforward.
也是明明白白的。
Okay. Now we know both Peter and Paul suffered.Beatings, imprisonment from both the Jewish authorities and the Roman authorities.
所以我们知道彼得跟保罗都受到不光光是罗马政府，也受到犹太在工会的这些的鞭打，然后甚至坐牢。
Both Peter and the Apostle Paul, they're going to be put to death under the reign of Nero.
所以彼得跟保罗都是在尼禄。这个王朝的手下被判死刑的。
Yeah, it's, that's another thing. Just think about that. What if they hadn't been put to death? What if they had lived to be, you know, 99 years old?
你看他们被受死的情形，左边是保罗，右边是彼得。
嗯、
我们能不能想象，如果他们像约翰一样活到九十多岁，没有被判死刑，会世界会怎么样
？Jesus had told Peter, "When you're old."They're going to crucify you.
耶稣跟彼得说，等到你老的时候，他们也要把你钉在十字架上。
And Paul was beheaded because Paul's a Roman citizen, so you can't crucify a Roman citizen.
因为保罗是被砍头的，因为他是一个罗马公民，所以不能受十字架的刑罚。
The crucifixion is for what the Romans consider just the worst of the criminals.
受十字架的刑罚，在罗马政府的角度来看，是最坏最坏的犯人犯的最大的罪。
And yet, amazingly, both apostles, both Paul and Peter, tell us government has a valid and a necessary, actually a God-appointed purpose.
很奇怪的就是，保罗跟彼得都同样跟我们说，政府有一个上帝。指定的目的是有效的，也是必要的。
So the truth is, as a Christian, we want to understand submission is really the heart of our relationship with God.
所以，作为一个基督徒，我们要明白，顺服是你我与上帝关系的核心。
So this is all about submission today.
所以今天我们要讲的完全是讲顺服这件事。
Okay, when you became a Christian, you're born again by faith in Christ in submission to God.
所以当你重生，因着信心而重生的时候，你就要顺服神。
You submit to God's authority, the authority of His Word, the Gospel.
你要顺服在神的权柄之下，顺服在他的话语的权柄之下。
We submit. Christ is the only way of salvation.
顺服基督，因为那是上帝拯救我们唯一的办法。
You might remember the thing that got man into trouble was refusal to submit to God.
说把人类带到苦难中，带到惹了麻烦，就是因为人没有顺服神的话。
It was refusal to submit to God that brought about man's fall.
因为拒绝听顺服神的话，把这个世界
And Lucifer abused the power and the position he had. He rebelled against God.
The picture.
I'll go. Go ahead. Did you do it right?
No, the picture. 这个 路西佛滥用神给他的权力，所以他也背逆神，叛变神，他要与神分开，他要自己出来做王。
So, Lucifer becomes Satan when he falls. He tries to be independent of God.
所以路西佛他不要跟神有任何关系，所以他就从天使变成了撒旦。
A lot of people today are feeling the same way. I don't want God. I don't need God.
所以今天有很多人跟路西佛同样的想法，我不需要神，我不要听他的话。
That's because Lucifer was successful in his tempting of Adam and Eve, and they desired to also act independently of God.
因为撒旦引诱亚当跟夏娃，让他们也觉得他们想要独立自主，所以造成今天这个光景。
So the consequences of that desire to be independent of God, I don't need you to tell me what to do. The consequences have been suffering, sin, death, eternally lost.
所以这一个不顺服的这个后果所带来的后果就是罪，就是死亡，就是疾病、痛苦，有极大极大的这个后果。
You might remember Satan even tried to trick Jesus.
你也要记得这个撒旦甚至要尝试着引诱耶稣来背叛。
Jesus, you don't need to go to the cross. I'll give you all the riches of the world. Just bow down to me.
哦，耶稣，你只要向我敬拜的话，你不必上十字架，这世界一切荣华都给你了。
It is submission to God that brings about salvation.
要顺服上帝，我们就能得拯救。
So it's submission to God that will bring blessing in your life.
要顺服上帝，在我们生命中就会带来福气。
So as Christians, we're going to willingly submit to God.
所以作为基督徒，我们甘心顺服。
Because we trust.
因为我们相信。
We trust that God is sovereign.
我们相信神是掌权的。
We trust God is good.
我们相信神是美善。
We trust God is all powerful. He's in control.
我们相信神是全能的，神掌权，他掌管一切。
Yeah, if you don't trust God, you're never going to submit to Him.
如果你不信靠神，你不相信神，你永远没有办法顺服他。
So Peter's saying, if you submit and submit to the authorities, you're going to save yourself from a lot of unnecessary suffering.
所以彼得跟我们说，你只要顺服神的话，你可以避免一切不必要的这个苦难。
I'm going to give a quick example of unnecessary suffering.
给一个很快的一个例子，就是说可以避免的这个苦难。
Okay, this is a really routine traffic stop.
这只是一个很平常的交通，这个警察来下一个车做一个检查。
You can watch it on YouTube.
这是一个真正发生的事情，你在 YouTube 上可以看到。
And so the policeman pulls this car over, and he's kind of a small guy, and he goes up to the driver and he says, you know, sir, can I have your license and registration?
所以这个警察把这个车子拦下来说，可不可以看你的驾驶执照和行车这个车子的注册的单子？他个子还也蛮小的。
The reason I stopped you is you're not wearing your seatbelt.
他说我把你拦下来，因为你没有带你的安全带。
The driver's like, what?
那个开车的人就非常的生气，说啊
，You stopped me for something as minor as I don't have my seatbelt on?
你为了我没有带安全带，你就把我拦下来吗？
Oh, he begins to, every bad word you can imagine coming out of his mouth.
所以这就开始咒诅，什么脏话都讲出来了。
I can't even repeat them. I'll give you a picture, though. That's basically what he's saying. No.
他的意思是说，这话我讲不出口。他的意思就是说我不能听你的话。
And he argues with the policeman.
他就跟那个警官在那里争辩。
At one point, he actually starts to drive away.
有一段时间，他就想要把车子开走。
He thinks better. He knows that's not going to work.
他说这个不太好。
So finally, the policeman's very courteous and he's very patient.
所以这个警察很有耐心，也很有礼貌的在继续跟他
They said, man, really, this is, you know, I could, in 4 minutes, you'll be on your way, and, you know, it's just a ticket for not having your seatbelt on.
他说给你4分钟的时间，给你一张罚单，因为你没有戴安全带，你就可以走了。
If you don't cooperate with me, you're going to be arrested. You'll go to jail.
所以你不跟我合作的话，我会把你逮捕起来，关到牢里。
The driver gets even more angry.
所以这个司机更生气了。
Sir, please step out of your vehicle. Now you're going to be under arrest.
所以警察就说，请你下车来，你已经被捕了。
Well, the man gets out. Now he's a big guy.
这个人下来，哇，个子很高大。
And he grabs the cop and he slams him down on the ground and he's punching him.
个子很大，警察打不过他，他把警察摔在地上打那个警察。
He has no understanding of submitting to authority.
他没有要顺服掌权者的这个概念。
Now here's the final picture.
这是最后的这个图画。
This is the first officer down on the ground.
看前面那个警察被打在地上。
There's the man who was on top of him a moment ago.
所以那一个人刚才起先把那个警察压在地上。
And this is the policeman's partner.
所以另外那一个是这个警察的伙伴。
Bang!
开枪打。
Shoot him.
开枪打了这个人。
That's where the video ends. The police are calling now for an ambulance.
这个 video 在那个时候就结束了。那个警察在叫救护车。
What should have been a really minor traffic ticket.
所以应该只是一个小小的这个很小的罚单。
Has ended terribly.
可是结果呢，确实非
常。Think of all the unnecessary pain from this just one simple act of not submitting to authority.
能够想象这一个小小的不顺服的这个后果的带来的不必要的后果。
So when the driver got pulled over, that was sort of the beginning of his suffering.
所以这个他被拦下来的时候，就是他的苦难开始的时候。
Could have been much less.
可以很轻微的。
Submission would have been the correct response.
顺服应该是一个正当的回应。
Now laws are not all bad, right? We need laws. This is the law. You have to wear your seatbelt.
法律不是都是不好的，因为我们需要这个法律。
Okay. So biblical submission is really an inward agreement with the spirit of law.
所以圣经上所说的顺服是人从里面从内在要同意认同这个法律的精神。
Submission, it really starts in our heart.
这个顺服真正是从我们心里面开始。
And I'm able to submit to authority because I trust that God is in control.
我顺服是因为我相信神在掌管一切。
Well, here's what I'm saying, be humble.
所以在这边说的就是说我们要谦卑。
Jesus, be humble.
要像耶稣一样谦卑。
Don't allow little things to escalate and become big things.
不要让这个小小的事情从小变大。
Okay, we submit to government because of God.
我们听从政府的命令，因为我们是信靠神。
Now that said, I also want to say there is a time when we don't submit to authority.
但是我也要说有的时候我们不一定要听政府的话。
Government isn't God.
政府不是神。
So there are times when even as believers we might disobey.
所以纵然我们是信徒，但是我们也有的时候不听政府的话。
Okay, I want to give you some examples of when that might be.
所以我给你一些例子。是什么样情况？
All right, here's a guy who was the supreme authority. Here's Pharaoh on his throne, and he's got his slaves fanning him to keep him cool.
所以你看到这里是法老王，他坐在他的宝座上，后面有他的奴隶在扇，给他扇扇子。
In this story, there are two Hebrew midwives, and they help deliver the babies.
你看到这下面这两个是希伯来人的收生婆，他们是帮孕妇生产的。
And Pharaoh, as the king, he says, "You know, we have too many Hebrew boys."
这个法老在那边讲说，哇，这些希伯来人的人太多了，太生太多男孩子了。
He says to the midwives, "When you're there helping the babies to be born, if it's a boy,
kill it.
所以说，如果你看到希伯来人生男孩子的话，就把他杀掉。
Now the midwives feared God; they did not do what the king had told them to do.
但是收生婆敬畏神，不照埃及王所吩咐的。
They disobeyed. They let the boys live.
他们没有听法老的话，他让男孩存活。
It's directly disobeying the authority because they feared a higher authority, right?
他们是对这个王直接的命令不听从，但是他们因为是要顺服一个更高的权柄。
Notice they're Hebrew midwives. They are already in relationship with God.
你知道他们是希伯来人的收生婆，他们是跟神已经有关系。
It later says, so God was kind to the midwives, and because the midwives feared God, He actually gave them families of their own.
所以圣经上告诉我们，神厚待收生婆。收生婆因为敬畏神，神便教他们成立家室。
So you see how family is a blessing.
所以你看到家庭也是神的祝福。
Okay, that's one example.
这是一个例子。
Here's another one. This is Rahab the prostitute.
这是另外一个例子，是这个妓女拉合。
And the Israelites had sent spies in to look at Jericho.
那个以色列人进了迦南地，派这个探子去看这个耶利哥城的思绪。
The king got word of the spies.
那个王就听他说，哦，有以色列的这个探子来了。
And he sent his men. These are big, strong guys with swords.
这些强又高又大的人带着刀子。
He sent his men and he said to Rahab, "Hey, we heard those spies were here. Do you have them?"
就派这个人到拉合的家里说，我们听到有这个探子来了，是在你这里吗？
Here's Rahab. They went that way.
Rahab 说他们往那边去了。
She's disobeying and lying to the king, to the men.
她没有听神的话，甚至对王说谎，为了要保护这两个探子。
Oh, those spies.
Oh.那些探子。
So, what happened to Rahab?
结果后来什么事？拉合发生了什么事呢？
Actually, it's amazing. Rahab is commended in the book of Hebrews and in the book of James.
所以很奇妙的，拉合在希伯来书还有这个雅各书里面都得到神的这个赞许。
Did you know she's actually in Matthew's genealogy? She's in the genealogy that leads to David, the king.
你知道他在这个马太福音里面，耶稣的家谱里面，他是大卫的这个祖先。
She's actually in the line that leads to Messiah.
他是在这个耶稣的家谱里面。
A person who disobeyed the authority and even lied.
这个人没有听从掌权人的话，甚至说谎，结果居然在弥赛亚的家谱里面。
She had the two spies up on the roof, hidden under some flaps.
他把这个两个探子藏在他屋顶的这个马槛当中。
Another one here are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
哦，这边还有另外一个例子，是沙德拉、米撒还有亚伯尼哥。
King Nebuchadnezzar.
这个尼布加尼撒王。
There's his giant gold statue.
他做了一个又高又大的这个金像。
When the music plays, you bow down and worship.
你看这个音乐一响起来的时候，你就要俯伏敬拜。
They're like, I can't do that.
说哦，不能跟偶像拜偶像。
He's mad.
所以这个王就生气了。
Remember what he's going to do?
他做了什么？
I'll throw you in the fiery furnace. You bow down.
你如果不跪拜的话，要把你丢在烈火的炉子里。
They disobey the authority of the king.
他们还是没有听王的
话。Why? Because they have a higher authority, right?
为什么？因为他们有在上更高、有掌权的人。
Yeah, and he does throw them. They do get thrown into the fiery furnace, but the Lord protects them.
他们是被丢到那个烈火的炉子里面，但是主保护他们。
Another one. This one for.People, Christians in the future.
这是另外一个例子，是给
the Bible
基督徒将来要发生的事。
Instructs us in, I think it's Revelation chapter 13. It says, "Don't take the mark of the beast."
我想是在启示录第十三章，神警告信徒说不要带兽的印记。
We are so close to this.
我们离这一段时间是这么近。
You can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast.
你不能够做买卖，如果你没有兽的印记。
Think of how close we are to that, just in the way we do monetary transactions today.
想一想，我们今天做任何交易的时候的情况，跟这个圣经所形容的有多么的。
So the government's going to try to force you must have this mark or you cannot buy or sell.
所以政府有一天会说，你一定要有这个印记，不然你就不能买也不能卖。
The word of God is really clear. Do not take the mark of the beast.
圣经说的非常的清楚，说不要接受兽的印记。
So the Apostle Peter, he's very aware of the idea that we can't always submit to the authority.
所以使徒彼得知道我们有的时候不能够完完全全百分之百的遵照政府的规定。
The reason we know this about Peter was, remember back in Acts chapter 4, Peter himself didn't submit to the authority.
要记得在使徒行传第四章，彼得他自己也没有听这个在上掌权人的话。
So here's the Apostle Peter and the Apostle John, and they're standing before the Sanhedrin.
你看到彼得跟这个约翰站在这个犹太公会的领袖前面。
So the Sanhedrin is like the supreme court of ancient Israel.
这个犹太人的公会就好像今天的最高法院一样。
The court orders them, do not speak or teach in the name of Jesus.
所以这个法院，最高法院跟他们说，你不能够教导，也不能够传扬有关耶稣的事情。
Peter and John are like, oh, we cannot obey that.
彼得跟约翰说，我们不能够这样做。
We cannot help speaking about what we've seen and what we've heard.
我们所看见、所听见的不能不说。
So the point is clearly there. The main general rule is submit to the authority of the government. Pay your taxes.
所以很清楚的，一般来讲，我们要顺服政府的规定，就好像你要付你的所得税一样。
Okay, but there are certain times when it is the right thing to do to disobey the authority.
但是有的时候，你不听政府的话是一个正确的决定。
Yeah, in all of the examples I've given you, when the authority requires you, forces you really to do what God said not to do, or to not do what God said to do, then you have to say no.
所以很清楚的，我们看到，当政府说你要做上帝叫你不要做的事情的时候。
In other words, God must always be our highest authority. God is the highest authority. We are in submission to God.
所以我们要知道，神是我们最高，我们要顺服有权柄在我们上面的人。
And in all those examples, because they were in relationship with God, they disobeyed the authority.
所以因为他们跟神有这样的关系，所以他们就没有听从政府的话。
Okay, and that's where I'm saying this is the power of your transformed life.
所以我说这就是你生命改变的大能。
Because God is transforming your life, He's changing you, it actually gives you tremendous power.
所以神改变了你，所以给了你极大的能力。
But it's His power working through you to be a witness for the world.
但是是他的能力经过你，使你能够向世人做见证。
And we need to understand there are consequences for disobeying.
所以我们也知道，当我们不听在上掌权的时候，当我们在不听在上掌权的时候，我们会有后果的。
Take Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I mean, they got thrown in the fiery furnace.
就像刚才这个尼布甲尼撒王，这个米撒、撒德拉还有亚伯尼哥，他们就被丢到火炉里面。
They were willing even to die.
他们愿意顺服神，甚至愿意去死。
So same for us, the consequences could be jail, it could be suffering and punishment.
所以对我们来讲，我们所面临的后果也类似，我们会受苦，说不定也会被关到牢里。
Okay, we're going to talk a lot more about submission and rebellion in the weeks to come.
所以在下面我的信息当中，我们会继续讲这个顺服或者背叛、不听掌权的这些信息。
Okay, I've lost my place. So, Peter is going to continue in verse 15. It is God's will that by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people.
所以刚才我们要背诵的经文第十五节，因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。
I'll have to hold on that one for a minute. So how many times have you said, oh, I wish I knew God's will?
所以你有没有很多时候说，哎呦，我希望我能够明白神的旨意。
Here it is.
这里就告诉我们。
Plainly stated.
所以在这边说的非常的清楚。
It is God's will that by doing good, you'll silence the ignorant talk of foolish people.
所以这第十五节说，因为神的旨意。原是叫你们行善，这就是神的旨意，
so,
所以可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。
You do what's right, you do what's good. It is a powerful testimony to the world.
所以作为一个基督徒，我们做该做的事，做对的事，我们就有一个很强而有力的见证。
Remember in those examples, the people doing good, they were protecting human life.
你要知道刚才我们讲的那些例子，他们所做的事都是要保护生命。
They're honoring God.
他们尊重上帝。
Okay, that, this verse was where I got the idea, the power of your transformed life.
所以是我的今天讲到的题目是从这第十五节。
What I'm trying to say is people are watching Christians. They're watching you. What will you do?
所以我要说人都在看你，看你到底要怎么做。
Okay, when the difficulties come, are your actions going to match up with your words?
所以当困难来的时候，苦难来的时候，你的行动跟你所说的话是一致的吗？
So the good news is you're filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the one who's going to enable us to do these good things and to honor God.
所以好消息是因为你里面有圣灵充满，所以圣灵。给你能力能做这些事情，可以尊重神。
It's not by power nor might, right? It's by my spirit, says the Lord.
不是靠着势力，不是靠着才能，要靠耶和华的灵方能成事。
Okay, so Peter in verse 16, he says, "Hey, live as free people, but don't use your freedom as a cover up, for evil."
所以彼得在十六节继续说：“你们是自由的。”却不可借着自由来遮盖恶毒。
Okay, so as Christians, we can say, Jesus died for my sins. I am saved by His grace.
所以基督徒可以说，耶稣为我的罪死了，我是靠他的恩典得救的。
Okay, but that's not an excuse to then purposely sin.
但是不是你一个可以从此借。借这个原因来故意犯罪。
Paul says it this way.
保罗这样说。
Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?
我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
Paul says, God forbids.
人说断乎不可。
Okay, we are those who died to sin.
我们在罪上死了的人。
How can we continue to live in sin?
岂可仍在罪中活呢？
Very simple example. So a person is caught stealing. Let's say it's a guy. He steals a loaf of bread because his family's hungry.
我们举一个更简单的例子，说一个人去偷了一节面包，因为他家人肚子饿。
Okay, and the judge has mercy on him, and he says, "Okay, I'm going to let you go free."
所以那个法官很仁慈，说 OK， 我就让你走好了，没有什么。
So they say, "Oh, now I can go and steal all I want."
哦，现在我可以去偷更多的东西吗？
Of course not.
当然不是。
No, that person should be so thankful he didn't get sent to jail.
所以这个人应该很感恩，他没有被关到牢里。
Steal no more.
不要再偷了。
It's the same for us as Christians.
所以对我们基督徒也是一样。
We need to be thankful. Jesus has paid the price for our sin.
耶稣为我们的罪付了代价。
Therefore,
所以
sin no more.
所以不要再继续犯罪。
Okay, so I'm back to this idea of what I call the immature believer.
所以再回到这个图画是所谓不成熟的基督徒。
The idea here is, I'm saying, this is not an issue. You can't say, oh, you know, I'm not perfect yet. God's working on me. I'm in process, so big deal.
所以不要说，哦，我还没有到那个完全的地步，我还是在一个过程当中。所以不要把我看得太高，这样也没什么关系嘛。
Okay, so we're not going to use our freedom in Christ as a cover up for sinning.
所以不要让我们在主里的自由来遮盖我们的恶毒。
Did that make sense?
是不是有道理
okay, so don't make excuses. Don't say, well, I'm not perfect, so big deal. No, it's a big deal.
所以不要就常常说，哦，我还是个不成熟的基督徒，没什么关系嘛。实际上这是很重要的。
Did you know, in fact, Jesus actually says, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect.
知不知道耶稣说，你们要完全像你们的天父完全。
So we want to be really striving. Don't make excuses.Okay, we're striving not to sin.
所以我们要很努力的不要再犯罪。
Now, this is also, though, a reason why we're very patient with our brothers and sisters, because, truthfully, they are in process.
所以我们这一个图也代表，就是说，我们对我们的弟兄姐妹要很有耐心，因为他们真的是在一个过程的当中。
Okay, so biblical submission, we're going to put Jesus Christ on the throne in our heart.
所以在圣经上讲顺服，我们是要把耶稣基督放在我们生命的宝座上。
It's not something you just do one time and that's it. No, you must constantly keep Christ on the throne.
不是说我们生命中做一次就好了，我们要持续不断的让耶稣坐在我们生命的宝座上。
Okay, that's relationship.
这是一个关系。
Okay, so I want you to realize the fruit that you're going to produce because you're a Christian. It must be vastly, enormously different from the old fruit that you used to produce.
所以我要让你知道，作为一个基督徒，你的果子结出来的果子要跟你在不信主之前是要有极大的不同。
That old nature is full of nasty stuff.
所以那个旧的果子是很多不好的事情。
We're going to put to death what belongs to that old nature.
我们要把那些不好的那些性格通通都去掉。
So stop lying.
所以不要再说谎。
Stop stealing.
不要再偷窃。
Stop being prideful.
不要骄傲。
Stop being so materialistic.
不要贪爱物质。
Stop gossiping.
不要说闲话。
Stop saying bad things about your Christian brothers and sisters behind their back.
不要背后中伤你的弟兄姐妹。
Did you know what he said?
你知道他说什么？
I'm pointed to myself fully in this as well.
我自己也是，我也是跟我自己说。
Absolutely. Stop using bad language.
不要说脏话。
Okay, it comes right back at you. Stop looking at things you shouldn't be looking at.
不要看不该看的东西。
In other words, stop using the freedom that Jesus gave you as a way to continue sinning.
不要利用耶稣基督给我们的自由继续犯罪。
Jesus sets you free, but not to, you're not free to sin.
基督是我们得自由，但是不是自由的去犯罪。
You're free not to sin.
我们是得自由而不犯罪。
Okay, so we don't want to give the unbelievers reasons to say bad things about Christ.
所以我们不要给还不认识主的人说基督徒的坏话，给他们任何理由。
Okay, last verse, verse 17, show proper respect to everyone.
所以第十七节最后一节说，务要尊敬众人。
Love the family of believers.
要爱教会中的弟兄姐妹。
Fear God,
要敬畏神。
And here's where Peter said, honor the emperor.
所以彼得也说要尊敬君王。
In our case, we could say, honor the president of the United States.
所以我们要说，我们要尊敬美国的总统，不管他是谁。我们要尊重他的地位。
Okay, as Christians, we don't look down on anybody.
所以作为一个基督徒，我们不轻看任何人。
We're not better than anybody.
我们也不是比任何人好。
Regardless of their economic status,
不管他们的经济情况怎么样。
Regardless of their race or their ethnicity,
不管他们是什么什么人，什么哪一个种族。
Even regardless of whether or not they're Christians,
甚至他们是不是基督徒，我们都不应该在乎。
Okay, we're going to show respect to all people.
我们要对尊重所有的人。
Why?
为什么？
Because we're in.Submission to the will of God.
因为我们是顺服神的旨意。
All people are created in God's image.
因为所有的人都是照着神的形象造的。
But Peter does make a special point about the family of the church.
但是彼得也提到，特别提到在教会的这个家庭中。
God wants us to love each other in the church.
神要我们爱在教会中。这个家中的弟兄姐妹。
This is a special relationship. These are your brothers and sisters.
这是一个非常特殊的关系，是我们的弟兄姐妹。
Look at this picture of Christ.
看这个图画。
Here are all the disciples, and here is Jesus, and he's washing their feet.
看所有的弟兄姐妹在一起，耶稣在替门徒洗脚。
Yeah. So he's setting the example for us to understand.
所以他为我们做了一个榜样，希望我们可以明白。
When you take care of your Christian brothers and sisters, and people see that,
当你照顾你的弟兄姐妹的时候，别人看见的时候
，Wow, these Christians are special.
哦，这些基督徒是不一样。
They actually love each other.
他们彼此真的是彼此相爱。
Okay, that's because you have the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵在你心中。
Okay, so at the end, we're going to sing a song. We're going to sing, "They will know we are Christians by our love."
所以我们最后一首回应的诗歌，我们世人知道我们是基督徒，因着爱。
Okay, it is God's will for His children. We're going to comfort each other. We're going to encourage each other. We're going to love each other.
所以我们要彼此安慰，彼此扶持，然后彼此勉励。
When you do those things, that is your transformed life.
当你做这些事的时候，这就是你改变的生命。
And that has power.
这个带着能力。
Okay, next time, we're going to talk more about submission, and, let me just close with a prayer.
我们下次再继续，让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
I pray that, your Holy Spirit work in all the hearts of all the people here.
我们希望你的圣灵在做的每一个人的心中做工。
Let our lives be a witness, for you.
让我们的生命成为你的见证。
Transform us, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. Take away that old nature. Give us a new heart.
借着圣灵改变我们里面的生命，给我们赐给我们一个新的心灵。
Yeah, help us to be like Christ.
让帮助我们活得像耶稣，像基督。
In His name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
下面一首回应的诗歌。